Hello, everybody, and welcome to the B.E. Peterson podcast. I'm Andy Prowls of the marketing department, and today we'll be discussing aspects of the metal fabrication industry that we work with, as well as B.E. Peterson's team and capabilities on this show in the upcoming weeks. We're with the CEO of the company, Terry Moore, who has also been with us since 2005, to give a brief introduction into B.E. Peterson.
Well, welcome to BEP, and good day, everybody. B.E. Peterson, although we've been in existence for over 85 years, we were founded in 1935 by the Peterson family. We're a very different company today as we practice our core values, which are basically to be diverse, diligent, and responsive to our customers' needs. Today at BEP, and we're no longer that family business. We've evolved into something much different, and we do operate in three different business segments. Power and utilities, which is generally the heritage business that this business grew up on, with relationships going back over 60 years. Contract manufacturing, where we supply parts to a blue chip producer of medical diagnostic equipment. We've been doing that for over 22 years, since about 1998, I think it was. And the third part of our business, a very important part, is our vessel business. Over the last decade or so, our diversity has been driven by focusing on this broad category of vessels, with growth of the business and that segment being the goal. Leveraging our many credentials, particularly the ASME code stamps, ISO 9001:2015, which we recently upgraded from the 2008 standard, we've entered many markets, which include chemical industry, oil and water filtration, environmental, military applications, sterilization and extraction industries. Within our core, we're still mainly project driven and are a metal fabrication specialist with strong engineering principles and skills applied to our customers' needs. We feel that you will be satisfied by our responsiveness, and as such, we'd like to think that it drove our acronym. The BEP acronym is towards building engineering partnerships. We hope that we can partner with you at some stage in the future.
So Terry, in regards to your journey to BEP Peterson, can you kind of touch on how your experience overall has come into this company and how you've built on it and grown into your role as CEO?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a very sort of deep question, in as much as Andy's just said, I joined here in 2005, but I've been involved in manufacturing way back to the late 70s, early 80s. In fact, I started in an industry a little bit before that in 1973 after graduating with a physics degree and worked in R&D for a while. I was involved very heavily with a sports company, and I held various positions from being a technologist, a physicist, all the way through then to quality control, process control, production management, factory management, and then director of manufacturing for a lot of the sporting products that you see today, particularly things such as balls, tennis balls and squash balls, racquetballs, and also tennis rackets. So I had a fairly diverse manufacturing experience in there when you look at things like the materials used. So you could argue it's sports equipment, but there were different aspects involved. Was plastics through injection molding, rubber type products through compression molding, also high volume manufacture where on tennis balls we would make the order of about 60,000 dozen balls per week.
Impressive.
So very, very high volume. And I was also involved as I developed into some of the broader aspects of management. In fact, I owe that company a lot into how I got there. One of the things which led me to be over here at BEP Peterson, particularly starting off coming over to America, was through my involvement with tennis balls. I was involved with a textile company for a while, which produced the yellow fuzzy felt which goes on the tennis balls. I used to purchase that for the whole company. Through those connections, I joined that textile company in 1996, came over to America to run their operations, which I did for 6 years before leaving there to go to yet a different industry, which was one of wood and timber, and ran a company in the northern part of Maine, which dealt with log procurement, producing high-quality veneers from these logs, and land management. Did that for 3 years before then I was asked if I would want to come and work for a metal fabrication company called B.E. Peterson, and here I am.
So, Terry, based on your previous experience with our manufacturing, especially with the tennis ball industry, a lot of sometimes diversification and managing like workloads comes into play. How do you think those positive experiences helped you come into B.E. Peterson and apply those here?
Well, I think the principles of manufacturing, whatever you do, hold. Of course, a lot of it is all about people. You know, the old adage that you bring the sort of people together with the sort of materials and then the right resources to develop a product. I always had an interest in things physical through my physics degree, and I love to consider different applications. And physics and engineering is an aspect that's sometimes very close. So with my experience in manufacturing, which was managing people, I felt as though I could quickly understand certain principles which would be applied to new products. So using that and using, an ability to be able to work well with everyone, I managed to marshal some very good engineers, good manufacturing people, and also good professionals in all of the support functions to help us form a team to grow a business. And as I said earlier, look for growth out of a business which had been historically entrenched in the power utility business, evolved somewhat into some contract manufacturing, but now looking to open and develop the many markets associated with vessels. And with that, different applications, and I think breadth of experience and broadness of opinion helped us look at the different applications which could lead us to success.
And then a strong team, especially you mentioned that you're the engineering team that you've comprised through over the years, that can definitely help you accelerate growth, especially when their knowledge base is so large that they can take on different types of projects, work with the customers, and make sure that the project goes as planned.
That's certainly true, Andy. I would never, ever want to say that I'm an expert in anything. I'm much more of the typical general manager. And you've also got to learn that you don't know what you don't know. So, and standards change and evolve. I think if we quickly knew that if we were going to grow and develop this expertise, which would be sought after into making high quality fabrications to very high ASME code standards, we needed to bring in fresh ideas and qualified people. People who really knew what they were doing in the design of vessels, who suit to civil applications, and that's what we've done. We've actually invested in a significant number of engineers, and I believe throughout the company we have almost 10 graduate engineers now, helping feed the design and manufacture of this third business segment.
Then, yeah, in our future episodes, we definitely hope to touch on and talk to some of the members of the engineering team as well as the fabricators themselves to kind of dig deeper into some of B.E. Peterson's capabilities and kind of put a perspective and personality to the company.